What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, and it's the 4-Minute Offense. It's where you come for your fantasy football needs and shop it about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Die here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic here without my mic stand and our DJ.
Holding the mic. Hold my mic. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Nah, man. We boogieing though, man. Hey, look. Shit, what week we just end up? Was this week nine we just ended?
Coming off week nine, and you know what? It's crunch time, man. It's, you know, these next few weeks, what, we about, what, 4 or 5 weeks away from the playoffs?
No, man. And like I say, these weeks are vital. You got to pay attention to the ads and the drops. Trade deadlines coming up. So if you ain't paying attention to the 4-Minute Offense, because after this week, pretty much all trade deadlines are out. This is the only way you can get players. So you need to tune in, man. You need to tune in. We helping you out. I would like to say that I think we done dropped some gems throughout the year this so far. You agree, Vic?
I agree, man. You know what? And you got to work your waiver wire moves, man. And you can actually see how many moves you had. Hopefully my dog ain't too loud in the background.
Bro, tell him that he cool, bro.
Yeah, man. They just passing through. But either way, man. But you got to work the waivers, man. You know, that's how you win your league. So.
All right, there we go. Working the waivers, and we showing you who to add and who to drop throughout the week. So that's what we're going to do. As usual, we got 4 minutes to do this. We like to get in and out, make it quick. I got a timer up. We remote. I told Vic set a timer. We're going to try our hardest to hit the thumbs on our starts at the same exact time. And with that being said, bro, you going to jump it off and just get into these guys that we need to pick up, all right?
All right, I had to reset my clock because it was going the whole time.
I got time in itself already. All right. Let's get it going, bro. And 3, 2. Wait. You ready? 3, 2, 1. Go.
Let's get it, man. Hey, I got a running back for you guys, but before I do that, I got to start the wide receivers because I don't want you guys to go put a priority on the running back when you really should get this receiver. So let's go to Kansas City, Mecole Hardman. You know what? If you follow our Dynasty show, I'm not the biggest fan of him in Dynasty, but the man's been balling in redraft, man. So coming off a top 10 performance this past week, and I know they just added Kadarius Toney, but they're going to keep Mecole Hardman involved, man, especially down in the red zone situation. So, yes, you need to get him on your rosters.
All right, and let me get into a guy that came out of LSU as a baller. I know you loved him, Vic, bro. 6'2", 200 pounds, ran a 4.39, whatever. Look, Terrace Marshall's finally getting involved. He's been getting so many targets over the past couple of games. They got rid of Robbie. And for some reason, Baker, he went out there. He still didn't have a connection with DJ. And Terrace Marshall got his first touchdown, man, on top of all the targets he's been getting lately, man. So just play him, man. He's a big-time receiver, talent-wise, and I just love to see him get involved, man. It's his time. So go get you some Terrace Marshall if you can.
All right, man, let's go to Chicago. So, of course, last week we talked Justin Fields, you know, the quarterback, and he's doing his thing. So if we like Justin Fields, you got to like his weapon. So it's time to go get Darnell Mooney, add him back to your rosters. He's looking better, man, and I think he just needed some help. So with them adding Chase Claypool, even though he didn't do much last week, Chase Claypool, but he adds another big body presence that you got to respect. So that only opens up Darnell Mooney, man, in the passing game.
All right, let me get into a receiver myself. Mr. Wandale Robinson, man, you see him be the number one guy, and they finally got rid of Kadarius Toney, whatever the beef was with him. And it just looked like he's playing that inside, so it's easy for him to get those targets and Daniel Jones to deliver the ball to him. So I'm excited to see him play. He doesn't really have any touchdown upside, but in any kind of PPR, man, he's a solid back-end wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3.
All right, let's go to Green Bay. This is more of a desperation play here, but if you guys need a wide receiver, just someone to stash and look at. But Samari Torrey, so, of course, you know, the Packers just lost Romeo Doubs. He's on IR, and they only have Lazard, and they barely have Tanyan. So not too many weapons in the passing game, and I know Aaron Jones is banged up. And we saw Samari hit the end zone a couple weeks ago, and looks like he's the only guy that's willing to uncover and give Aaron Rodgers a shot downfield when things break down. So why not take a look at Samari Torrey?
And one more receiver, don't have a team yet, but is finally about to be able to come off his little IR. Mr. Odell Beckham.
You back? It broke up.
Oh, shit, my bad, Brody.
May just have to edit it. But, yeah, talk your guy, and we could just edit it, cut it in.
All right. Let's get back into Odell Beckham, man. This is a guy that's not on any teams right now, but, you know, whoever signed him is going to use him. So go get you some Odell Beckham for just predicting that already.
All right, man, let's go back to Kansas City. I mentioned I had a running back for you guys. So, Mr. Jerick McKinnon, I know last week they were talking Isaiah Pacheco getting the start, but if you're only getting 8 carries, if that means a start, you know what I mean? Like, hey, are you really starting at the end of the day? But Kansas City, they're bottom of the barrel as it relates to rushing attempts. You know, they want to throw the ball, so they're like 27th in rushing attempts. But Jerick McKinnon, man, he had, you know, most of the touches between the backfield and catches. So he's again, you know, more so just adding depth to your running back room. We got 30 seconds, bro.
Let's get to some drops, bro.
All right, one more ad, man. Deshaun Watson, if he's out there, if you're desperate for a quarterback, he's going to be starting here in a couple weeks. I know they got one more week than the bye week, so Deshaun Watson for an ad. 20 seconds on the drops.
Alec Pierce, Paris Campbell. Who you got? Romeo Doubs, Eno Benjamin. Who you going? Keep going.
I don't have no drops right now.
You don't got none?
I'm not carrying no dead weight, man. That's why, you know, I'm doing pretty well right now and knock on wood, man. And yeah, man. Fire.
Yeah, we got in and got out, man. Look, Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, 4-minute offense showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style. I am Dynasty Bro. Hey, follow me at Dynasty Bro Dot on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Hey, Vic, where can we follow you at?
Guys, follow me at Chief Sosa FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, Dynasty Bros FF. Hey, show you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bros style. And shout out to our DJ, DJ Avo, DJ AVOLXVE. That's where you can follow him.
Facts. All right, man. We're going to get out, get in and out. And, yeah, just make sure you tune in. Take our advice. And, yeah, in and out, Dynasty Bros. Oh, yeah. It's weird not ending it without Avo.